Blog Talk Radio.
First, I'm gonna show you the dance, then I'm gonna get back to this rapping.
Yeah. I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cameron and Bill O'Reilly. Going at it, you know what I'm saying? People hate it.
How are you today? And welcome to the Zurian Show. Today we had the honor and the pleasure of being invited to an event, an annual event. This is the second year, I believe, that the event has taken place. And the event is basically a memorial ride for a young man, unfortunately, that lost his life in a motorcycle accident. The gentleman is Christopher Myers Ford. And this was the Christopher Miles Ford Memorial Event and Memorial Ride. The ride and event is hosted by Game 7 Motorcycle Club, or Game 7 Riders. And it was really an impressive ride. It was an impressive event, and there was a lot of impressive people there. I was very moved to be invited. Several motorcycle clubs came and attended the event. And Game 7, the motorcycle riders did an outstanding job of representing this young man with honor and distinction. And this is, like I said, an annual event that they will be doing every year. And each year they want the event to get even bigger and bigger, because this brother was also a member of the Game 7 Motorcycle Club. And evidently very, very, very well liked. And, you know, would have been one of our pillars of the future. Again, Mr. Christopher Myers Ford is who the ride was in memory of. And the ride started promptly on time. There were a number of different motorcycle clubs there: the Buffalo Soldiers, the United States Black Cavalry Family, and many, many other clubs that came to represent and, you know, remember this young man. The Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers also has the distinction of having the gentleman's mother. We're just going to call her Kim. But her motorcycle riding name is Kimmy. Kimmy, who is a member of the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers, she was also in attendance for this event and memorial for her son. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, to lose a child is a very, very emotional event. And Kimmy has been very strong through all of this, along with the rest of the family and her own support team. And when I say her support team, I mean her fellow riders, the Game 7 riders that represent and, again, organized and hosted this event and are doing so in such a marvelous way. The ride itself started in Alexandria. And, like I said, was a very well-organized and well-planned event. Game 7 actually took care of everything. They took care of the food, they took care of the location, they took care of the ride, they had their own road guards, they had their own safety people, you know, they planned it out well. Again, it's not really much you can say for the Washington, D.C. metro traffic or the DMV traffic that has a tendency to get in the way. But even with some of the unforeseen things that happened, the K7 Motorcycle Club really handled it well. And again, all of the riders, you know, once on the ride, which I think it was probably, I'd say close to 100 riders that actually got out and participated in this year's event, you know, and of course a lot of other people came after and before the ride. But the fact that they were able to organize this ride and have all of these different types of riders, young and old, crotch rockets or sports bikes, and tourers all ride from one destination to another and do it in a organized enough fashion that everyone was had a relatively good time or a good time. And when I say a relatively good time, I mean on the ride. I mean it was a little hot and it was a little bit of weather to get to. But like I said, they were able to make everyone happy on this particular ride as it was conducted in a very professional manner. The ride started out with everybody getting together and going over the safety rules. After they went over the safety rules, the ride had a moment of prayer for everybody. The ride itself started at 12 o'clock, and the overall event ended at 4. The memorial ride also provided not only the ride but refreshments after the ride and before. And the K7 Motorcycle Club Hall was where the event was hosted, and that was at the Alexandria Police Association Hall, which is their clubhouse. And that's located in Alexandria, Virginia. Very nice club, very nice ambiance. Again, it was really, really good. I'd also like to thank Preach. Preach, don't know if you're listening, but you did a great job, as in giving the prayer before the ride, and of course giving the prayer and the thanks after. To the president of the Game 7 Motorcycle Riding Club, you also did a fine job along with the vice president. Again, everything that you guys said was very well spoken. And, again, I was honored to be there. Also, several of the members that were there are either former law enforcement, active law enforcement, former military, or active military. So it was definitely an event. And just the fact that you were able to see young riders and older riders, or we'll say more mature riders, actually able to do an event where they were able to work together and ride together and blend was definitely a moment of fellowship. And that's basically what this event was about. This event was not only to remember a great young man who was well-loved and well-respected by many, but it was also a moment to just stop and give thanks for what we have and give thanks for the things that we are blessed with every day and most of us take for granted. It was a moment for the younger riders and the more mature riders to spend some time together and bond and to realize that despite the fact that there may be some age between them, they still have a lot in common. And when I say a lot in common, that lot in common, in some cases, starts with even a motorcycle. But the fact that some of the more mature riders were young once, and the fact that some of the younger riders will one day become more mature, God willing, that they're able to make it to that milestone. So it was a very moving thing. You know, I got to talk with some of the individuals that were part of the overall Game 7 club, and also got to talk with some of the older riders, and I was very impressed and very taken by the things that they said, and all of the things that they said were positive. You know, from the most experienced rider that was out there on the road to the less experienced rider that was out there on the road. And it was just a beautiful thing, like I said, to see the camaraderie and the unity that was shared amongst all of the people that attended this year's Christopher Myers Ford Memorial Ride and Event. I think I said this earlier, but again, we'd like to thank the Buffalo Soldiers for coming out. The Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers came out in force. I believe there was at least 20 members from that club that attended this year's event, and it was much appreciated by the Game 7 Club. If I do not give any particular club's name, it's because I'm sorry, I just do not remember it. However, there were other clubs there besides the Buffalo Soldiers, the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers, the New Jersey Buffalo Soldiers, who also came out to the Washington, D.C. metro area, and again, the United States Black Cavalry family, who were also represented at this year's event, that came out. And for the Northern Virginia chapter and for the Virginia chapter of the United States Buffalo Soldiers, both presidents, you know, were there to show their respects and to also be part of this great and momentous event. We have also posted some pictures of the young man that has passed, and, you know, welcome anybody to please go ahead and look at them and remember that life is a very delicate thing and that we need to be conscious that we all only have a certain amount of time on this earth. And here's a young man, even though he was not here as long as many, evidently, just from the fact of the love that you could feel that was in the room and the camaraderie that was in the room, that he had already made a mark, even at a young time in his life, which is something that some of our older citizens need to keep in mind, as they still, even though they may have the years, may not have been as well remembered as this young man that was there today, or that we represented today. This event also had a lot of children. There were a lot of children there that also got to see that camaraderie. And in the overall community that we live in, camaraderie is something that we all need to work upon. We all need to realize that no matter what your race, your ethnicity, your faith, your sex, or any of the above, that we are all family and all need to work together and live together to make this world a beautiful place that it can be. And to realize that the world is a beautiful place. It's just sometimes we have some people in it that don't exemplify that same sentiment because of their own issues, problems, etc. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, I was want to open up the floor to anybody that wants to call in. If anybody's got any comments or anything that they'd like to share about Christopher, we'd be more than happy to have you call in and share with us, you know, what your thoughts are and your feelings, you know, just how much you love him, whatever, you know, it is that you want to share. Unfortunately, if we do not get any callers, we understand that it's just a time frame, it being a Sunday, that maybe some people weren't able to call in. But the guest call-in number is 323-443-7471. Again, the call-in number is 323-443-7471. And we welcome anybody that wants to call into the show. We're always thankful for all of our listeners. And we'd like to thank you all for listening to our show. Presently, we're at approximately about 2,800 listeners for the overall show, and we appreciate, you know, the fact that you guys are listening in and that you're, you know, making the show a success and pushing us on. Because without you, we really don't have a show. We're just talking to ourselves because nobody's really out there listening. So again, if anybody would like to call in, you are more than welcome to call in and share with us your thoughts, you know, or just express with us your feelings or anything that, you know, you may not have been able to say to Christopher when he was here, but you'd like to go ahead and say right now on the air and share it with the others that love him and share your love and sentiment again for this young man who's taken from us at such a very, very young time in his life. And again, to the Game 7 Motorcycle Riders Motorcycle Club, again, you guys did a phenomenal job, and we look forward to being a part of your event next year in 2012. Everything I thought, to my belief, and from what I talked to and when I talked to the other people that attended, was outstanding. You guys did a great job on the food. The ride, again, was great. The overall accommodations that were made for everyone that attended were very nice. And also the screen with the pictures, you know, of different events that Chris attended and different events that the Game 7 Motorcycle Riders Club has attended was also definitely very, very nicely done. And it was, as an older rider or a more mature rider, I could say I definitely appreciated the fact that I was there and was honored to be a part of your annual event. And again, like I said, we on the Zurian Show and myself look forward to being at next year's event and being a part of your annual event and annual function. It was really nice. Ladies and gentlemen, again to Kimmy, I'd like to, you know, give my condolences for your loss. Again, to lose a child is very difficult for any parent, you know, and to lose such a bright and shining star is even more hurtful, you know, because we want the world for our children. To those of you that have lost a friend, lost a riding buddy, and lost a companion, please understand that he is always with you, because you carry him in your memories and you carry him in your heart. And as long as you guys ride and represent and do it with respect and honor, you are representing Chris or Christopher, and you are doing it in a way that I'm sure that, hey, while he's looking down, he's really sorry that he can't be there, but he's thankful that he's made such an impression, because most of us don't realize the impression that we've made on people or the good in which we've actually been able to not only show others but foster in others, you know, until something like this happens. And then when it happens, we then don't really get the opportunity because we're gone. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's somebody that you love or somebody that you care about, share it with them now. Don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow is promised to no one. And when God calls you, God calls you, be it you call him Allah or you call him whatever it is that you call him, Jesus Christ, what have you. All right, we all only have a certain amount of time, and we were all put here for a reason, and that reason is to give. That reason is to share the love that you can share and to help every individual that you can help. But please also know that before you can help anyone else, you must help yourself. To the president of the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers, Mr. John Barfield, or D, I'd like to thank you for attending and for all of the people that attended and showed their love. And again, for the Game 7 Motorcycle Club and all of those that worked in the kitchen, all of those who helped organize the ride, all of those who helped, you know, get the food and got the doors unlocked and all of that stuff, we that were there that didn't see all of the things that happened behind the scenes would like to give you a salute and thank you. You know, we also gave a moment of prayer for the Army veterans that recently passed in that helicopter crash, you know, and to all of their families, we also extend our condolences, you know, and I know that our condolences are never going to be enough, just like, you know, the ride that we did today will never make up for the young man who we lost and we're honoring by doing the ride. But please know that that love is there, that support is there, and his spirit is also what keeps each and every one of us strong, even those that do not or did not know him personally. We now know of him. We now know of a very strong spirit and a very powerful force that was with us in what would be considered a blink of an eye. However, that blink of an eye made an effect. That effect got all of the people that came out today to come out. Even people that didn't know Christopher came out to support the Christopher Myers Ford Memorial event and ride today. All right, and again, to the Game 7 Riders Motorcycle Club, I want to thank you guys again for, again, a phenomenal job, because you definitely did one. All right, with that said, we're going to go ahead and close today's show. Again, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. I'm not sure what the date is for next year's event, but we will try to get it out there to you. I believe that the Game 7 Motorcycle Riding Club also has a page out there on Facebook, and I'm sure that they would be more than happy to have as many people as possible check them out on Facebook, and then you can get up to date on any events or future events that they have coming up. I do have one event that I can share with you that the Game 7 Riders MC do on a regular basis each and every Thursday night, beginning in April all the way through October. They have a bike night, and it's at TGIF Fridays. That bike night is at 4650 King Street, Alexandria, Virginia, 22314. And this is done by Game 7 Riders Motorcycle Club. Again, TGI Fridays, bike night, hosted by the Game 7 Motorcycle Club, or Riders Motorcycle Club. And that is located again at 4650 King Street, Alexandria, Virginia, 22314. The event is from 7 to 10:30 p.m. And they have half-price appetizers, drink specials, and a prize giveaway. The DJ is DJ Sprocket. He is the Mixmaster and Mixmaster Live for this regular event that they have every Thursday night. Again, the event is April through October, 7 to 10:30, and that's in Alexandria, Virginia. I will also put the event information, if at all possible, at the end of the show, actually in writing, so that you can go ahead and visit them and share with them. And I'm sure they're always looking for members, as they've just expanded and have a second club or group of young men that have joined their club. Again, thank you very much for everything. And this is the Zurian Show. We're going to go ahead and close the show now. I want to thank everyone for listening. Please share the shows with other people, and please continue to listen. If you have any questions, you're always welcome to call in, and you can always reach us via the Blog Talk Radio blog, or if you have any comments. Thank you very much, everyone, and have a great day. Remember, today is now. Let's take action and move forward and take advantage of it.